Hello everyone, I hope you're well. A very warm welcome as always to the latest episode of the Travel Podcast. My name is Hayley Sparks and I am your host. This episode we are going to be focusing on two bucket list destinations and how you can combine them into one epic holiday experience. We are going to be talking about Alaska and Canada and how together they can be the perfect pairing. Now, I'm delighted to be joined by Emma from Holland and America and Helen from Canadian Affair. Emma and Helen, welcome to the Travel Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. Good to be here. Thank you.
Lovely to have you both as experts, and I know that you work very closely together, helping to put together incredible bucket list destination trips of this nature for listeners and customers all over the world. So Emma, I'm going to start with you because Alaska, wow. I mean, so many of us, like myself, will have watched documentaries, will have seen the footage, and it will be on our bucket list. But let's set the scene. Why do you think Alaska is a destination that people should try and visit once in their lifetime, at least?
At least, exactly. So Alaska is one of the most incredible places that I've ever been. It's just got an atmosphere and a vibe like no other. And at Holland America Line, Alaska really is part of our DNA. It's part of who we are. We have more than half of our fleet going there throughout the summer months. So we really do have such a deep rooted connection there, to the Great Land. And Helen and I were actually just saying the other day, It is absolutely a bucket list trip that should be on everyone's. However, I truly believe it's somewhere that you can go again and again because, you know, it just calls you back. I've been and I'm desperate to go back. There's so many different ways you can do it. And, you know, you reveal something new, learn something new every time you go. And there's so many different ways that you can do it. And there's, you know, so much of Canada to tie it in with as well.
Perfect. And Emma, let's talk about the Alaska cruise experience, because I'm sure that is obviously going to bring the destination completely to life. So I'd love to find out more about that type of cruise, because for me, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners, perhaps we've only ever been to warmer climates on a cruise. So it's just interesting to set the scene and picture what a cruise to Alaska is actually like. And I'm sure it's a very immersive experience.
Yeah, definitely. So expect jaw-dropping scenery from the moment you set sail. A real highlight for me was cruising in Glacier Bay, so where we do those lovely inside passage cruises. That was a huge goosebump moment for me when I went in 2018, and I know my pictures absolutely did not do it justice, but you know, everyone's out on the open deck. We actually had phenomenal weather, so it was just breathtaking. And we set up Alaskan beer stations and hot chocolate stations. We bring out our Dutch pea soup as a nod to our heritage. And, you know, then hearing the glaciers crash in the background, it was just a moment and an experience that I'll never forget. And we are the number one cruise line for glacier viewing opportunities. So the other huge draw for most people as well is the wildlife. Obviously, you're going to see such a huge array, diverse set of wildlife, you know, humpback whales, orcas, eagles, otters, maybe even a bear from the deck or from your private veranda. So, you know, that we offer so many excursions for guests to go out and enjoy. So think dog sledding on a glacier, panning for gold, bike and brew tours, salmon fishing excursions. There's so many different ways to learn about all that incredible Alaskan history, tied in with all that obviously epic adventure as well.
And you mentioned, Emma, about cruising in the summer months. For anyone who's not been before, what kind of time of year is the best time to go on a cruise like this?
Yeah, so we sail from late April to kind of early October, with the peak months being June, July, August for kind of best weather. July tends to be the warmest usually, and potentially the best for wildlife viewing, especially for whales. But then May and September, you know, the cost is slightly less. The towns are generally a little bit less busy. Weather can be unpredictable. So obviously layers. But, you know, sometimes that's part of the Alaskan experience, you know, the moody skies and, you know, going into the misty fjords. It adds to the atmosphere, I think.
I'm sure something completely different. And how long do people go for? And would you say it's a trip that's more suited to first time cruisers or more seasoned travellers?
So our most popular itinerary is probably the 7-night Vancouver round trip, but we do operate out of both Vancouver and Seattle, and there's obviously shorter and longer options. We have our fantastic cruise tour program, which incorporates both the Denali and Yukon, and we actually also have some amazing legendary voyages, perhaps for the seasoned cruiser, who's got a bit more time as well, which go that bit further north. So a fantastic choice for both first-time cruisers. We get a lot of first-time cruisers for a destination like Alaska, where it's the best and only way that you can see so much. Many people obviously choose to add on, as you said, an extensive land package before or after to really make the most out of their time and, you know, make the journey epic.
Yes, and we're going to dive into that a little bit later on in the podcast with Helen to talk about that aspect of it. In terms of customer demographic, what do you see? Like all age groups, solo travelers, couples, families, what kind of customers drawn to the Alaska cruise experience, would you say?
Yeah, so we see a true mix. You know, it's obviously for the explorers, for the nature enthusiasts. We see lots of multi-gen families. So, you know, there's family-friendly offerings so that everyone in the family has something to enjoy. We've got a really amazing Junior Ranger kids program as well, where the kids can earn a badge. There's so much going on for every age. So we really do get such a mix. Younger couples, you know, adventurous. But then obviously we want people to enjoy. So there is something for everyone, absolutely.
And you mentioned children and families there. What an incredible educational experience. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, the amount that children could learn from traveling to a destination like that, beyond anything that you could experience in a classroom. So I'm sure that's a draw for a lot of parents and grandparents. But let's go back and talk a little bit more about Holland and America, because this is a, you know, absolutely trusted, loved brand that's been sailing for 150 years. I mean, that heritage is just incredible, isn't it?
It is. It's amazing, really. And yeah, we'll be celebrating 80 years in Alaska in 2027. So, you know, naturally, we've built up all that insider knowledge and expertise to really give our guests that true, authentic Alaskan experience that everyone's dreamed of and, you know, unmatched. I know I'm biased, but what truly sets us apart though is that, you know, deep rooted connection, because we've been there longer than any other cruise line, and the itineraries are crafted to showcase, you know, all of the best places in Glacier Bay up through the Inside Passage, and all those kind of lovely ports with all that rich history and culture, and tied in then with all the immersive shore excursions so that the guests can really make the most.
Just sounds incredible. Yeah, I think to experience it with a brand that has that much experience and knowledge, you're safe in the hands that you will be really, really looked after. As a brand, I know that you focus a lot on savoring the journey, which I love, but what does that actually mean?
So I guess it's just taking a step back. So from the moment the guests step on board, we just kind of invite them to slow down and enjoy the voyage. So whether that's, you know, enjoying a leisurely gourmet meal in one of our incredible specialty restaurants, attending a live cooking demonstration, relaxing in one of our fabulous lounges with panoramic views of all those, you know, incredible destinations that we're sailing by, you know, it's every detail is designed to kind of enrich that journey and help our guests learn, with all of the artists, performers, naturists, geologists that we have on board to help them learn and immerse in where we're going. So it's just kind of creating space for those moments, I guess, enjoying the thoughtful service, and just enjoying, you know, connecting with the destinations that we're going to.
And is there anything, Emma, that you feel really sets your cruises apart from other brands and brings that something unique and different?
Oh, there's many. We like to say we're the cruise line dedicated to explorers, foodies and music lovers. So there's so many touches on board around those that elevate the guest experience. But in Alaska, one of our standouts does have to be our kind of Alaska up close programming, our We Love Alaska program. You know, it's including cultural performances, storytelling by real natives, naturalists, historians. It's bringing it to life on board. We have our park rangers out on deck. They'll get a run out on the wraparound deck. You know, know, providing all that expert commentary. They know the destinations like the back of their hand. So it's all about them getting up close and personal with our guests as well. So all of these kind of thoughtful additions where, you know, we've navigated it for almost 80 years. We know what the guests want and we want them to feel it, not just sail through it. So it's all how that all ties in.
It sounds incredible. Now, I'd love to bring Helen's expertise in because Alaska, as we said, wow, what a breathtaking bucket list destination. But of course, while you're there, so many people want to combine an Alaska cruise with time in Canada. It makes sense. So Helen, I'd love to know, why do you think those two destinations pair so well together?
Well, I think, as Emma's already explained, Alaska is suitable for all different types of customer. So whether it's multi-generational, couples, families with the children. And we also do a lot of honeymoons as well. So the Alaska cruise can be a really big part of the honeymoon and be the highlight perhaps at the end. But I always think Canada's a long way when people look at it on the map. You know, it's quite a long old flight, transatlantic. And obviously there are costs involved. So what we find is the average time that people will go to Canada with including that Alaska cruise is between sort of 14 to 17 nights. And a lot of people will just look at the West Coast. And when I'm saying the West Coast, I'm talking about the Rockies, Banff, Jasper, Lake Louise. Some of these names might be familiar to people. We're talking about the Canadian Rockies. And then Vancouver, a marvelous, vibrant, exciting city, very compact, lots going on, lots of great restaurants, food markets, shops. So you've got that city vibe experience. And then you head off on your Alaska cruise. So that can be sort of the end highlight of the holiday. But what we are also finding is particularly for next year, for people inquiring and making bookings, and it started to come in this year as well a little bit, is people now also combining perhaps the East Coast of Canada as well, because then they only have to pay for one transatlantic airfare. So we're seeing durations of holiday increasing from sort of 16, 17 nights, now almost at going up sort of 19, 20, 21 nights, because people are having a few nights maybe as a city break on the East Coast, Toronto, Niagara. Let's not forget Niagara Falls in all this. Then doing an internal flight or the option to train across Canada. That's another option for clients. Obviously, there's a time involved with that. It obviously takes up quite a bit of your holiday. Then they're over in the Rockies. They start in Calgary. Perhaps look at the Rocky Mountaineer, the train through the Rockies, or hire a car or a motorhome, which is a great way to get around for families, very affordable. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know anyone that goes to Canada, particularly obviously covering the Rockies, that has not enjoyed it. It is a once in a lifetime holiday. Then they can finish in Vancouver and then they pick up that amazing Alaska cruise.
So do people tend to do Canada first and then go on the cruise rather than the cruise and then Canada after? Would you say that's the right way around to do it?
Well, there isn't a right or wrong way. And I know Emma will probably agree with me on this. There's no right or wrong way. It comes down to a few various factors. Most people would like to finish on the Alaska cruise. It's the end of the holiday. They unpack them once. They've got 7 nights in their cabin and they can relax. And then, as Emma said, it's a really immersive experience and it's time just to wind down after perhaps a busy week driving around the Rockies. However, there isn't a right or wrong way, because depending on the time of year they want to go and price point as well, because it depends on what everyone's budget might be. Sometimes some clients will fly into Vancouver first, or Seattle. Don't forget, we talked about the Seattle option as well. Do their Alaska cruise. So they start with the cruise and then they will then carry on with their Rockies experience if that's what they want to do. And so they would then finish in Calgary and then fly home. A few benefits from that is it's a slightly shorter flying time back from Calgary, going transatlantic home. And also price sometimes can be a bit cheaper. And also thinking of availability. Sometimes if the date they want to go isn't available, we at Canadian Affair would switch the itinerary round to suit the client's needs. And sometimes clients, if it's looking at high season, might have to be slightly flexible. So overall, yes, probably Alaska is the Alaska cruise with Holland America is the end part of the holiday. But it doesn't matter if they don't do it that way. We can work around them and around their requirements.
So Helen, it's clear to see, obviously, tapping into the expertise that you can offer customers is so important, because for such an epic trip, you obviously want to get things right and have all of that knowledge. So if somebody comes to you and they're trying to plan their first trip, how do you help them decide which combination is right for them?
Well, again, it's obviously which passengers are going, the age of the passenger, when they want to go, what time of year, what their budget is. Honestly and realistically, you know, we do get some clients that come to us with not always a realistic budget. And, you know, Alaska, Canada, you know, it's not going to be perhaps the cheapest of holidays. So they have to have some type of realistic budget. But in saying that, we will work with them, i.e. if we have to switch the itinerary round, taking out a few nights accommodation, you know, maybe downgrading a couple of the hotel grades. We will always work with the customer on what is right for them. And our guys that they will deal with in the call center are the experts. We've got people that have been on the Alaska cruise, that have done hotel inspections, been on the Rocky Mountaineer, traveled to Canada on various occasions. So they are the ones that have all that expert knowledge. And they're really good at giving out information and saying, maybe that hotel isn't suitable for a family. Maybe I would suggest another hotel. Or if it's a honeymoon couple, it might be a nice boutique hotel. That would be ideal for them because there won't be many children there. So it's having this inside information, which I think is really, really important when booking a holiday to Canada.
So important to get it right, because I just think that so many of us who work full time, we do have a limited amount of holiday dates, don't we, that we can take. And people look forward to their holidays so much. And I think the more you can tap into expertise, the more planned and well thought out your individual trip is, the more that you can relax before you go away, during your holiday, and also when you get back, to know that you're in safe hands and you've got that expertise. So we've already talked about the types of customers that enjoy this trip. I was really fascinated, Emma, when you said that you're finding a lot of honeymooners, because I love this, because I think we think of the stereotypical destinations. I can see Helen's nodding as away. When you just got married, people are often like, it's got to be the Maldives, or we're going to go to the Caribbean. But I love this idea that you know, why not do a bucket list for your honeymoon?
Absolutely. Exactly. I mean, yeah, we're seeing it more and more, and younger people, you know, they do want that adventure. You know, like you said, Hayley, it's not just about the Maldives. Nothing on the Maldives, Mauritius, fantastic, wonderful. But you know, people are wanting to do experiences, and it's all about those life experiences and going to places that they perhaps wouldn't normally think of. And Canada, and then particularly with the Alaska cruise at the end, really ticks all those boxes. It really does.
And have you both seen that trend? Because I heard that it is going on in the industry, that sort of after the pandemic, the kind of holidays that people are looking for has changed, and it has been a little bit more about the adventure, about the bucket list, not so much just going away somewhere lovely to sit in the sun. Have you both seen that?
Yeah, I think people are craving those experiences, aren't they? I know I am. It's where all my money goes over things, and I think that's something that we are seeing, you know, bucket list trips, let's go for it. If we're going to do it, let's book a veranda. You know, on a trip like Alaska, you know, you've got to have a veranda to see all that. You know, there's nothing better than opening your curtains and having that coffee out on your veranda and overlooking all that incredible scenery. So I think people are, yeah, taking those leaps and just saying, you know what, book it.
Absolutely. And we at Canadian Affair are seeing perhaps an increase in value of those bookings as well. So like Emma said, people will spend that little bit more and book the veranda. They'll go for gold leaf on the Rocky Mountaineer. I mean, and that isn't to say that if some clients can't afford that, we can't accommodate them, because we can. We can suit all clients, all different budgets. But that's also then reiterates the durations. People are going for longer because, you know, yeah, you know, a week in the sun, your Tenerifes, your Mallorcas, absolutely fantastic. But people are planning further ahead. They're budgeting for these big holidays. And we at Canadian Affair, obviously 2026 is predominantly on sale for us, but we are starting to see inquiries, and we are taking bookings with Holland America now for 2027 as well.
That's great. There's a lot of families to spread the cost.
Exactly. It helps a great deal. Yeah.
And there's a lot of early booking benefits too, where we are booking that far out. So it's definitely, there's a lot of reasons as to why to book early for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's always nice to have something to look forward to. I often get so excited before my trip, just thinking about it. I don't know about you two, but obviously the main event is when you're actually there experiencing it. But knowing that you've got that break or that family trip or something in the diary, I think sometimes if you're having a bit of a tough time, it keeps you going, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very much so. And I think part of the excitement, particularly with the Alaska cruise, is when the clients can download the app, they can start looking at all the excursions they can pre-book, and that really brings it to life. And I found when I did the trip a couple of years ago, once I downloaded the app and looked at all these excursions, thought, right, can we do this, can we do that? And I took a group, so it was slightly different. It wasn't my own holiday, but I had the most amazing time. And when I'd looked at what I'd pre-booked for the excursions, we started a little chat and everyone was getting really excited. And it just really brings the holiday to life. And then you pre-booked your speciality restaurants and you know where you're going to be eating. And it's just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. It's so exciting.
Oh, it is so exciting. And I think, again, with social media, with YouTube, being able to watch other travellers who have been done similar itineraries, you really get a rich feel for what you will experience when you go there in person. So, Emma, you mentioned before about having the veranda, and I can imagine for people that can afford to do that, is a wow moment. But have you got any other wow moments that you think every guest will come away with from this kind of trip?
So the one I already mentioned, Glacier Bay, that will 100% be a wow moment. There's no feeling quite like it. It's the most serene, incredible scenic cruising I've ever done. And fun fact, we also have a cocktail on board made out of glacial ice. So that's something to try. I'm yet to try it myself, but it's a nice thing to brag about when you get home. Another wow moment is the whales for me. I think it's such an emotional experience. Mm. And it was one of my favorite moments from our trip. We actually docked in Sitka. So we did the Zodiac boat tour around and we were just surrounded by orcas. And it was, you know, the backdrop behind it was just incredible. And it really takes your breath away. So that was, you know, another highlight. So I think any of these excursions that are exposing you to the wildlife out there, they're just so special and something you'll never forget.
Because it's not the everyday, is it? You know,
no,
it's not the everyday experience, is it? To see orcas in the wild and to see that scenery. And Helen, from the Canadian aspect, any kind of wow moments from Canada that you think people would really come away with?
I think Canada is one big wow moment from the East Coast. As I say, you've got wonderful cities. You've got obviously the French vibe, Montreal, Quebec. Niagara Falls is only a couple of hours from Toronto, so clients don't actually have to stay at Niagara Falls. They can just have 3 or 4 nights at Toronto and we can pre-book them a full day excursion to Niagara. But if they want to go and overnight in Niagara, there's some fantastic hotels overlooking the falls. In the summer months, they have a wonderful fireworks show at 10 o'clock every night. And in the winter, I think it's just on a Saturday. So they're wow moments that clients almost aren't expecting. Traveling across Canada, so you've got the Via Rail experience. If clients love trains, you are on the train for a couple of days. You can break your journey if you so wish, but that's for customers that love that rail experience. Obviously, traveling overland, lots of different scenery to see as you go through from the cities, through the prairie lands, and then you head up into the Rockies. You've then got the Rocky Mountaineer, which is an iconic daylight train journey through the Rockies, and there's various different connotations we can book for clients on that, whether they go for the Silver Leaf or the Gold Leaf, where they have that wonderful dome coach. Even then hiring a car and just making up your own itinerary, we can help with pre-book. Obviously, we pre-book all the hotels. We can help advising the customer on the best itinerary with the time scale that they have, booking various different sizes of vehicles. Again, the motorhomes, you really can get off the beaten track. And again, we have the options where we can pre-book campgrounds. I always say as well, The thing is with Canada, it really does lend itself to an independent traveller. And when I say that, I mean someone that is prepared to hire a car or a motorhome. We obviously offer escorted touring. Touring is available as well. So you could do an escorted tour and at the end still pick up your Holland America Alaska cruise, which again is a wonderful, wonderful holiday. But the thing is with the escorted touring is you're very much set to an itinerary. So day one, two, three, four, there isn't much, there was no deviation. Everything is pre-planned for you. And quite often, if you're in a motor coach, some of these places, some of the most sort of off the beaten track places, you're not going to access, you're never going to see. Whereas if you hire a car, you are free to completely immerse yourself and go to some really far-flung places for your picnics, find a waterfall, places that perhaps customers on an escorted tour wouldn't find. And driving is very easy in Canada. Automatic vehicles, lots of pick up and drop off points. And I would say to people, never be scared. It's a very, very easy experience. And again, with the motorhomes as well, you know, they're big, but they're so easy to drive. You have all your kit and everything inside. And it really just opens up what Canada's all about. So there's so many wow moments. And then obviously, I've not even touched on Vancouver Island, the Great Bear Rainforest, Vancouver Island, Victoria, a wonderful city, some wonderful hotels. And when you're going over to Vancouver Island, you've got the opportunity to stay at these wildlife lodges. So there's various different lodges where you can actually go out and immerse yourself on a bear safari. And they are absolutely fantastic. So the real bucket list holiday would be, in my opinion, if clients have got the time, you know, the Rockies, the train, the Alaska cruise, and then perhaps going over to Campbell River on Vancouver Island and immersing yourself for two or three nights in a lodge and go on a bear safari. And I've not even talked about the Calgary Stampede in July. So that's what I mean. There's so much to talk about.
There really is. It does sound like the holiday experience of a lifetime. And we've covered so much. But before I let you both go, one of the questions in my mind is, what would you both advise customers to pack in their suitcase? Are there any must-have essentials that you need to have with you for this kind of trip? Emma, I'll start with you.
Layers, layers, layers. And yeah. Something else that I actually didn't mention, that is one of my favourite evenings on the ship. We have an orange party evening. Oh. So I would say pack something orange. I always do my little token headband and bag, but it's super fun. It's a nod to our Dutch heritage. We have a bar crawl, and then everybody ends up in the BB King's lounge with them playing the most incredible band. It's so much fun. It's so busy. If they do forget their token something orange, we have everything, but it's orange themed drinks. So grab an orange gin and everyone is dancing the night away with our team on board as well. So that's my favorite evening on the ship. So you'll experience that on all of our cruises as well. And it's something that, you know, not a lot of people know about.
Oh, I love it. And Helen, what about you? What would you recommend?
Definitely the layers again. I mean, we went in June and we had a little bit of rain, I'll be honest. So a very small, I always say as well, take a very small, lightweight raincoat that you could, one of the ones that you could put in a little bag, because it was still very, very humid. So you don't want a really big, heavy coat. Definitely not. You want one of these tiny little raincoats that you can put in a little bag and you can put in your backpack or put into your suitcase. That's really important. And also definitely sunglasses, because when you're cruising the Glacier Bay, obviously we've gone through rain and then the sun is so bright. And obviously you do need some suntan cream as well. But I always say generally for packing, it's definitely layers. It's not the type of destination or even on the Alaska cruise where you need your ritzy glitzy, you know, dress. On certain nights, ladies and gentlemen do dress for dinner. But it's about the destination, I always say. Alaska is about the destination. So it is more about the layers and the casual wear and good footwear. Definitely a good pair of trainers or walking shoes for when you're going out and about on the excursions.
Brilliant advice there. Well, Emma and Helen, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. You really have set the scene for me. It's now well and truly on my bucket list to experience this myself. And I'm sure so many of the listeners will be inspired and think, wow, what a great idea for a trip. And thank you for all of your expertise. It's been wonderful to have you both.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you, Hayley. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. I really hope you have enjoyed this episode. If you know anyone who is interested in these destinations, please share this podcast with them. And remember, the travel consultant that shared this with you works so closely with the teams over at Holland and America and Canadian Affair. So they really can help tailor make a trip for you of your dreams. So do get in touch for any more information, or if you're interested in planning a trip like this, they are always there to help. Thanks again for your time, and I can't wait to have you with me next week. I'll see you then. Bye.